Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people doing the most interesting things in the worlds of innovation, business design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlan Esau. Today we're joined by two brand new label mates who are joining the roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. So let's say a quick hello to Ed Mehmet. Ed is a commercial and futures strategist who helps large businesses surface value hidden in plain sight, and then are able to build real ventures from that. Also, welcome to Ed Parham. With nearly two decades at Space Syntax, operating at the intersection of architecture, data science, and strategic planning, Ed sees cities not as static plans, but as complex, evolving systems of behavior, infrastructure, and opportunity. The B Corp badge was sort of meant to be seen as this mark of progress, a signal to consumers that a brand is doing good or does good. But now questions are surfacing about whether the bar is high enough. As some major players skate through certification, the credibility and future of the standard is under pressure. Is B Corp still a meaningful badge for ethical businesses, or is it time to rethink how we recognize truly responsible brands? Ed Mehmet, I think this is sort of right up your alley.
That's interesting. I think I've done work in coffee before, had coffee clients, and we saw something similar with so the Rainforest Alliance. That was a badge, again, meant to be a certifier and a hallmark. And then for various reasons, like some of the big brands kind of dropped that, right? Because either they couldn't credibly say that they knew that no forest was, you know, deforested in favor of, plantations and things like that. So I think people are worried about getting called out is probably a thing. But the other bit is, like, with the B Corp in itself, there's still less than 10,000 firms that are B Corp certified of all the firms in the world. So it's still tiny, right? And its job for me is about setting standards and trying to create what I would call a rising tide of standards. And I guess the hope over time would be that everybody's a B Corp, so therefore it doesn't mean anything, right? So with these changing standards, you want to sort of build in that level of redundancy. So I don't know. I think it's too early to say if it's only 10,000, you know, less than 10,000 firms, so that's already now under pressure. It feels to me like it's the sort of pressure that comes in from the same awful, you know, thing in America with the rollback of the DE&I. It feels like one of those type of things. And you just say, this is dumb. Why would anyone want to knock this off and encourage a rising tide? That's my first sort of immediate reaction. Then the second thing is, you think of how productive just the food and beverage space is alone, right, in terms of businesses. Whenever I was doing sort of venture building work or working with even big businesses on new stuff, I was like, if you're not starting a business today and you're not encouraging it to be B Corp as standard, like from day one, you've got no baggage, right? Like, why don't you just be B Corp certified? Like, over time, there should be way more than 9,600 firms that are B Corp, right? Because we have one of the most prolific food and beverage, you know, sectors, you know, on the planet, right? 100,000, I think it is, type of food and beverage startups a year, right? So why aren't there more is really the question we should be asking, not are the standards good enough, from my point of view.
Build it into the plan. Which is something we had a discussion a few weeks about in terms of building in resilience, but there really should be a sort of a building in of responsibility.
If company's house, right? You can register a company in literally 3 minutes, right? It takes longer to do other banking jobs than it does to register a company. Why isn't there a tax break for being B Corp certified that just says in your first year, if you certify for B Corp, have this benefit, or, you know, get these office consumables for free, whatever, like, just be creative about it. If you're really serious about creating standard and driving more, then you could easily, you know, solve for that.
And how much of it do you think is, say, like, obviously there's a big concern about greenwashing right now, and that's what the BBC article points to right now. If it was about anything else, do you think there would have been as much of a sort of retaliation to it? Because I feel, because of what I was just saying there, like, even though it hasn't even hit 10,000 people in terms of corporations enlisted. But like, it's one of those things where once it takes even the slightest reputation hit by like one bad apple, it's immediately already cast as a massive doubt, even though it really isn't, and there's a redundant thing, like you say.
I think it's journalism, though, going after, again, sort of Jaguar Land Rover in the press last week before about, what go woke or die, right? Like, I think there's just an anti-woke sentiment, right? And again, I don't like using the word. I don't really use it. I'm using it to crow. I think it's just lazy journalism. I think it's just that's what's going on there. Like, they're not getting behind the cause of the B Corp and saying, isn't it great that, businesses are encouraged to do their bit and businesses can build it and people will come. And actually, it's one of those things, like even in the article, it says, if someone removes their B Corp status, do I believe that their commercials will drop off? Like, they'll have less customers. I don't know. I mean, I think, BP rolling back on their net zero stuff as a business. Like, for me as a customer, I'm just like, that's so disappointing. I understand why they got there. I understand the shareholder pressure and some of the other decisions and maybe not having the corporate patience to ride it out or it hurting. But I think there's so many customers who'll be like, do I want to give them my share of fuel now? But then what are the alternatives? I mean, that's the other thing. So yeah, I don't know. I think it's a bit of lazy journalism that's going on. I think they're trying to bait that sector or that part of society who values those things into debate. But I don't, I think we're smoke and mirrors. We're talking about the wrong things. We should be going, how should we be driving more B Corp activity, not ripping up the playbook because it suits a small minority.